Kansas City has some of the best internet service anywhere. Providers there compete for customers who can now expect broadband that's about 100 times faster than the national average. But as Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, 4 years after Google Fiber landed in Kansas City, people are still trying to figure out just what to do with all that speed.
Kansas City is a modest Midwestern place. I mean, we're proud of our barbecue, baseball team, of course. But Aaron Deacon will tell you that now there is something else. Inexpensive, world-class internet.
Yeah, it's the best. I mean, maybe Hong Kong's a little bit better than us, and Seoul.
Deacon runs KC Digital Drive, a group set up to make the most out of ultra-high-speed internet, available here for $70 a month.
You can get faster internet here than you can anyplace else, and you can get it for cheaper than you can anyplace else, because Google chose this market to build out in first.
The network's still not done, but internet connections running at close to 1 gigabit per second are easy to find.
My name is Ilya Tabak. I'm the CEO of EdgeUp Sports, and we're sitting at the world's fastest Starbucks.
This one has laptops hooked up to Google Fiber. Tabak says the difference jumps out on YouTube.
Click on a video, right, it's loaded. Click on another video, it's loaded. Another video, loaded, right? There is no waiting for anything.
Except for a really good use for all this speed. Running normal applications on gigabit internet is sort of like riding a bicycle on a NASCAR track. And for the moment, only a lucky few have any access. Everybody else is still on dirt paths. So you can't make much money figuring out a 200-mile-per-hour bicycle. Or to step back from the analogy, an application to maximize truly massive broadband. But Toby Rush, who runs a Kansas City biometrics startup called iVerify, says the apps will follow as access expands.
When you can knock down the barriers, you knock down the roadblocks of infinite bandwidth, real time, all the time, very cheap, it allows for a lot more digital things to happen, which is great for everybody.
In the meantime, Rush says that Google has made gigabit speed standard in Kansas City.
Everyone else now is following suit. So once again, making this high-speed connectivity a commodity.
It's a fiber war, so to speak.
Mike Scott, the president of AT&T Kansas, stands by as workers splice fiber optic cable before sinking it into someone's backyard. Last month, AT&T became the third provider broadly offering affordable 1-gig internet here. Time Warner, other companies have also boosted speeds.
We're literally standing in the trenches of a fiber war, right? And I think the customer ultimately wins in all this competition.
But not everyone's a customer. In some Kansas City neighborhoods, only 1 in 5 households have any type of internet connection, let alone a fast one. Michael Limita runs a nonprofit called Connecting for Good that's trying to change that.
Our center here, you might consider it to be the front lines of closing the digital divide in Kansas City.
Folks from this low-income neighborhood come into the center and use Google Fiber for free. But no one has it in the huge housing project just across the street.
Sometimes I'm a little disappointed that some of the expectations we had as far as universal adoption and loads and loads of free and cheap bandwidth never came to be.
Not yet, anyway. And residents are still grappling for uses for super fast internet. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.